I'm joined by John Billups. John is, well, let's see, he's the mayor of Burlington. He is also a managing partner with Bluff Harbor Marina. I'm not sure what else he might be. Yes, I do know. He is the Notre Dame Development Director, taking over for Lindsay Knutson, who took over for Val Genitino, and Development Director. How did this, how did the job come about, or how did you think about this job in your life?
Well, I, you know, it's one of those things. I've been a, I am a BHS alum, and probably so, but I am a big Notre Dame schools convert. My two of my kids went to the school, and I've witnessed, as my wife's worked there for years, the transformation a lot of kids go under. And I wanted to be a part of that. So when I heard this position was open, I applied for it.
So what is the what exactly does the development director do? I know we've talked. I've talked about it with Val. Talked about it with Lindsay. Basically, it's it's a Notre Dame foundation.
That's correct.
You are basically you're in charge of all fundraising, right?
That's correct.
And I guess what and any big event that happens.
In charge of. Well, I'll be in charge of marketing and a lot of communications. Be in charge of recruitment of not only students, but also of financial backing and dollars. And you're right, we have our big fundraiser, God's Portion Days, coming up April 4th, so block that on your calendar. Got a lot of great things going on this year. And we also have a garage sale coming up the week prior. And then we'll have the Pot on Blue of Gold this summer. And there's some other things we're looking at doing as I kind of get used to it. Lindsay Knutson, who I'm replacing, she's moving out of town, and, man, she's leaving a huge void. So, but we've had a lot of great discussions about some of her future plans and how they would work with mine. So there could be some new and exciting things coming.
Well, you've got, and I think that we've talked often with Val and also with Lindsay, the track record at Notre Dame is pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. You know, and one of the things I forgot to mention, Steve, was Val. Val and I have had a long relationship going back to the Downtown Partner days. I was her president for a couple of years there, and I've always admired the way she goes after things and really aggressive. And so when I saw that she was in that role and leaving, I thought, you know, I could probably do that someday, but. Notre Dame has a great track record of success for their students and also of community engagement and involvement. We're really blessed to have the support because, as you know, we're a private school system. We don't get the public school dollars.
And the Pot of Blue and we talked about Pot of Blue and Gold. God's Portion Day still is your still is the heart and soul of your fundraising.
It really is. It's a great day to see everybody come in and support. All the alums come back and also people that aren't necessarily that maybe they're not in the Notre Dame school family, but they're community supporters. So it's great to see that, you know. And the other programs that we have, there's a lot of great ones like the Spirit Pump. We have the Spirit Pump at BP Gas.
I got to tell you a quick story about mm-hmm. that. I've been since I've chatted with Lindsay and saw the and found which one it is, and because it's near, it's on my way home typically.
Yep.
And so as long as you see, you've got the Burlington Greyhound pumps right on one side. So if you only enter, if you only see it as you're going by, you don't see the
Notre Dame.
You don't see the Notre Dame part. Yeah. But I've been. There were cars. I was waiting at the pump. I was getting gas at the pump, and there were two cars behind me. So there's obviously people wanting to support Notre Dame.
Yeah, well, and you know, regardless of which school, you know, quite
honestly, you got to buy gas, right?
You got to buy gas, and what a great program by BP Gas to support not only Notre Dame but also BHS or Burlington school systems. Use those pumps. They get 3% rebate back to the school system.
Yeah, 3 cents of three cents of every gallon. 3 cents of each gallon.
So it doesn't cost you anything.
No.
It's one way to support. The other one we have is Scrip policies. You know, Notre Dame has, they sell Scrip. It's like a gift card. We have over 60 vendors that you can go in and buy these cards at. And there is a kickback to the schools by using them. Hy-Vee, there's all kinds. Hy-Vee, Pizza Hut, Panera, all places, Mazio's, a lot of local places you can use it at.
So what are you, have you got any big plans? I mean, I don't know if you've sketched out any. I'm guessing you're a little bit new at the job yet, so you got some big ideas and big plans in the back of your head?
I do have some thoughts about some changes to some current events to keep them fresh. And there's a couple of new events that we might like to bring in, but I'm on week two of the job. So
actually, yes, because it was 1 week ago today, right?
Okay. Yes, 1 week ago today, and
okay.
So
hard to get a long range plan in 1 week.
Yeah, you got to crawl a little bit before you run. That's for sure.
So. All right. Well, keeping the balls in the air, as I said, being the mayor, being a ball of harbor. You don't have another job yet, do you?
Well, I am the strong back and weak mind of my wife's trophy business, Smitty's Trophy Case.
Okay.
So I actually have four jobs, but you know what? I'm a guy that likes to be busy. You know, I'll probably be working when they put me in the ground. That's the way I was raised up by two very hardworking parents, is that you get up, you go to work and contribute somewhere, to do something. So.
Yeah, that's what he said. Everybody asked me when I'm going to retire. I said, retire? What's that?
Well, you've been here since I can remember.
Yeah, since you were a pup.
Since I was a pup, that's for sure.
It's an exciting role, but at Notre Dame you've got a lot of things in there and a lot of great staff and a lot of great people to work with.
Great staff, great kids, kids that want to be at school.
Highly motivated kids.
Highly motivated kids, the great thing about a school like Notre Dame and its size is if you want to play athletics, you can play. You give the effort. You want to be in a social club, music, we have opportunities for you. And the probably the most important thing is kids that want to be at school. So it's a great environment. And we have a lot of different faiths coming to even though it's religious-backed, education, and it's a Catholic-based education, which is very good. We have a lot of different faiths that come to the school for the school aspect and for the religion.
And the daycare works out great.
Absolutely.
Anyway, lots and lots of things to talk about. We're going to be chatting with John every couple of weeks. Burlington School Focus is the actual name of the show, so we'll check in. We'll be checking in and seeing how things are going and seeing you in a couple of weeks, maybe, and see if any more inspirations have popped into your head, okay?
Thank you very much, Mr. Heck.